Squatters' Rights. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Here it is, the latest airline indignity, amenity, the 22-inch sky toilet. According to Bloomberg, airlines are installing downsized economy-class toilets that are 22.4 inches wide, so there's room for an extra row of revenue-producing seats, because nothing enhances the in-flight experience like forcing more people to use a smaller toilet. Is that really the only way to save space? Why not replace economy class with benches so you can just squeeze all the skinny people together? But I'm sure we'll get used to it. It might require a new in-flight toilet etiquette, perhaps having the person who's just finishing up hold open the door so the next person can back in. It practically guarantees a whole new season of hysterical smartphone videos featuring flight attendants using the jaws of life. In fact, Bloomberg quotes one passenger who said helping his 4-year-old son in the phone booth toilet was like a yoga exercise. Of course, on the ground, you'd have to pay good money for that. Which brings us to the moral of the story. It is not a laughing matter if you have a smallish bladder and the guy ahead can't squeeze into the can. I used to hate the order to throw away my water, but now I think I finally understand. In fact, I think a check-in, they should scan your large intestine, and when it's been deciphered, they could offer you a diaper. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.